This is Parshas Parah. And Parshas Parah is really a hamshech. There should be enough sheets to go around. Parshas Parah is really a continuation, and in some ways the completion and the internalization of everything that we achieved on Purim. So I want to learn together a piece from Rav Moshe Wolfson. It's from his Sefer Emunas Yitech on Purim. The Torah was actually shared Parshas Kisisa, which is this Shabbos. It was also Parshas Parah, and it was Tavshin Samach Dalit. Tavshin Samach Dalit. Okay, so a little over 10 years ago, Rav Wolfson shared this Torah. It starts on the top of page Reish Nun Dalit, and its title is Shabbos Parshas Parah Hashlama LePurim. Let's find out how Parshas Parah completes everything we were working on in Purim. Isa B'Svarim Akadosh, Sheshabbos Parshas Parah Shayeches LePurim. The tzaddikim tell us that Parshas Parah is really a continuation and deeply connected to Purim. And today is really, in a certain sense, the last day of Purim. Today is the last day of Purim. Why is today the last day of Purim? What's today? Today is Yud Zayin. Is Yud Zayin have a kesher to Purim? So the tzaddikim of Simcha Bunu of Prashischa and other tzaddikim said that the fact that the Gemara even entertains the Hava Mina, the fact that the Gemara says maybe you should read the Megillah on the 16th and 17th, means, the Svarim say, that Hava Mina has some emes to it, which means that the 16th and 17th of Adar still have a Shaychus to Purim. You know, the Gemara says, no, we don't read on the 16th and 17th. But today is really the last bit of real Purim still in the air. But the truth is, as Wolfson is going to explain, Parshas Parah, which we're going to read this Shabbos, is really, and again, the phrase I used earlier, internalization of Purim, I think is a good way to describe it. To show that we got Purim, that we understood Purim, we need Parshas Parah. So says Rav Wolfson, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that Parshas Parah has a shaychus to Purim. V'Shabbos zuhi agamar shel Purim, ki Parah u'Purim shar shem echad. The words sound a little bit alike. Yipel Pur hu agaral Purim Parah. He says Parah and Purim have one shorish, namely shehem hamtokas hapar dinim. I'll explain what that means. Sheolim kaminyan menatzbach shema osios shel din ki heim so grimas ateva. We know that there are certain letters which are letters of kindness. There are certain letters of the Aleph Beis that are letters of din. The Sofit letters, says Rav Wolfson, Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Tzadi Sofit, Pei Sofit, Chav Sofit, the Sofit letters, he says, are known to be letters of din, letters of strict and harsh judgment, because they're so grim as a teva. When do you use a Sofit letter? Well, at the end of the word. That's why it's called a Nun Sofit. It closes off the word, meaning the word is expressing itself, and comes the Sofit letter and says, this is where the word ends. And because it closes things off, it's a Bechina of Tzimtzum, he says, of constricting, of holding back. Din, Midas HaDin. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We always say that Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, which is Midas HaDin. And Yaakov is Teferes, Yaakov is the blend. Yaakov is the the mix of the two. Yitzchak, who we saw in Aruch Chaim HaKadosh Shir the other day, is somehow connected in some mysterious way to Purim. But Yitzchak is the Midas HaDin, is Gvura. Yitzchak's life was very restrained. He never left Eretz Yisrael. He was tied down at Akedas Yitzchak. That was his defining moment. He had a Nekeva, Neshama for the first part of his life. Women are Midas HaDin, as opposed to men who are drawn from the Tzad HaChesed. So he says the Sofit letters are letters of Din. Now, what did he mean when he said, Shehem Hamtakas HaPar Dinim? What did he mean by the Par Dinim? So if you add up Mem Nun Tzad Yipeichav, is Gematria Par, 280. So these letters, these five letters, correspond to this concept that's spoken about a lot in Kabbalah and Chassidus of Par Dinim, the 280 Dinim, the 280 aspects of Midas HaDin. Okay? Now, the goal is to be what? To be Mamtik the Din. That's what he said in the third line again. Hamtakas HaPar Dinim. Hamtakas HaDinim means the sweetening of the Din, the softening of the Din, to take these things which represent Midas HaDin and to turn them into something positive. So he writes in the sixth line, Upar dinim chalukim lechamisha chalakim, shekol echad mehem ole nu hanirmazim bapasuk, and he's about to quote the pasuk. He says, these five letters, again, mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chaf, if you add up the gematria, mem is 40, nun is 50. Now, the Sofit letters have their own gematria. He's not using that right now. The Sfarim talk about just mem, nun, tzadi, pei, chaf. The regular gematria is 280. So if you take these five dinim, it sounds Kabbalistic, it sounds very complicated, but just stay with me. You'll see this piece is very halacha l'maisa. So he says the par dinim, if you take the par dinim, 280, and now you divide it into these five gvuros, these five dinim, these five categories of din. So 280 divided by 5 is 56. So he says, that's hinted to in the pasuk, and this is not Rav Wolfson speaking, this is already brought by Kadmonim. When we say Vayihi Noam on Motzei Shabbos, when we're transitioning back to the world of Chol. Chol is Lashon of Chole. It's a sick world. The days of the week. Chol. As opposed to Shabbos, where I feel safe. And Al Yetzei Yishma Makomo. I have my bias. I have my safety net. Now I have to go back out to the world. And I have to confront Midas HaDin. I have to confront a complicated world. So we say Vayihi Noam. And what do we say Vayihi Noam? We say Vayihi Noam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konana Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konaneyu. Those five news, new, those five news at the end of the word correspond, as far as I'm saying, to the five dinim, to 5 times 56, which is 280, which again is Mem Nun Tzadi Peichav. Okay. So a lot of numbers so far, but don't be frightened. How do we soften the din? However, how do we sweeten the din? So we take these five dinim, and we soften them by what? By connecting them to an aleph. What does that mean, connecting them to an aleph? Well, aleph is Hashem. Aleph is the alufo shel olam. He says, "V'hamta kosim hu al yidei hosafas aleph b'chol chelik mehem." If I add an aleph to each of these news, each of these 56, what happens? "V'al yidei zeh nitosev mispar hey al par." I add 5 more to the 280. I'm adding 5 because I'm adding 1 for each. So then, par becomes para. U'maisa para k'muvur b'svar makadosh. To turn par into para. That's the Parah Aduma. That's Parshas Parah. So, if you think about Purim for a second, let's just take a step back. We've seen a lot of very deep ideas, but we don't really know what we're talking about. So let's just slow down for a second. What happened on Purim? Very Pashut. Have I asked you, tell me the Purim story in one sentence. The story was the scariest moment in Jewish history, and it turned into the biggest celebration in Jewish history. It was the ultimate Habtakas Adinim. It was the ultimate sweetening of a Gezerah. Gezeras Haman was the greatest Gezeras HaDin that was ever hanging over the head of Klal Yisrael. And it was transformed into the biggest Simcha that Klal Yisrael knows. The celebration of Purim. So Purim is certainly a model for Hamtakas HaDinim. For sweetening and softening a Gezerah. Haman wants to destroy every single Jew. And Vina Hafachu, a complete reversal, turned into the biggest Simcha in the world. That's a form of Hamtakas HaDinim. You see it, by the way, in the name of Hashem that corresponds to the month of Adar. Every month has an arrangement of Hashem's name. We didn't speak it, we didn't learn B'nai Yisachar this year for Adar. But every month has a name of Hashem, Yurkei Vavkei, a different arrangement of those four letters corresponding to the month. What is the arrangement of the four letters of Hashem's name for the month of Adar? It's hinted to in Haman's very evil statement. When Haman says, V'chol zeh einanu shoveli. V'chol zeh einanu shoveli. Zeh ends with a hey. Einana ends with a hey. What do they do? V'chol zeh einanu. No, sorry. That's not where the name of Hashem. That's Hashem's name backwards. V'chol zeh einanu with a vav. Shovet, Hey, Li is Yud. No, that's Hashem's name backwards. That's Haman trying to turn Hashem around. That's not the name. That's not the name for the month of Adar. I'm sorry. What's the name for the month of Adar? It's Hey, Hey, Yud Vav. It's actually hinted to by the bracha of Yehuda in Parshas Vayechi. Hey, Hey, Yud Vav. What is Hey, Hey, Yud Vav? I'll just tell you again, very simply. The letter Hey, which is Nekeva, which is a female letter, is a letter of Din. Yud and Vav are considered masculine letters, are letters of Chesed. So what do you see in the name of Hashem for the month of Adar? It starts off, Hey, Hey. Two Heys, a ton of Din, Midas HaDin. Haman wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. But what happens when you come to the middle of the month, Yud and Vav, the rest of the month, the Jews fought, they won, v'nahafachu. Yud and Vav are two letters of Chesed. Again, a complete transformation from Din to Chesed. From Din to Chesed. So it makes sense that what Wolfson's explaining, that the root of Gevura, of Midas HaDin, is found in these five letters, Mem, Nun, Tzad, Yipei, Chaf, Sofit. And the goal is to sweeten them. And somehow by adding the Aleph to them, turns Par, the 280 dinim, into Para. And therefore Para Aduma, Parshas Para, that we read at the conclusion of Purim, coming from Purim into Para, is somehow an expression of that salvation of Purim. Okay? We've learned the hardest part now in terms of new ideas for probably many of us. Let's go weiter, second paragraph. The Medrash tells us that the osios of Menatzpach, these letters, Mem Nun Tzadi Pei Chaf, Heim Osios Shel Geula. Each one of these letters, which again is a negative letter superficially, each one of these five letters actually are letters of redemption, letters of salvation. Shekol Os Miuchedes LeGeula Misuyemes. Each one of these letters corresponds to a different Geula. Ki Geulas Avraham Avinu Me'os Chaf. Avram found his geula with the letter Chav. When he was told, Lech Lecha, now you're going to become a servant of God, you're going to get out of this house of Avodah Zarah, and get out of this land of Avodah Zarah. Lech Lecha, this is the Medrash talking though, this is not Rav Wolfson, this is the Medrash. Lech Lecha is the letter Chav, Chav Sofit. Yitzchak geulaso me'os mem. Yitzchak had a geula with the letter mem. Why? Because Avimelech says to Yitzchak, and Parshas told us, Atzamto mimenu. Mimenu is Mem. So you had a salvation, a tzantmen, you're stronger than us. Avimelech said, Yitzchak, go free, get out of here. You're causing trouble for us, take your wife and get out of here. So Yitzchak is the letter Mem. Yaakov is the letter Nun. Because Yaakov says, Hatzileni Na is the letter Nun. Okay? Geulas Mitzrayim is the letter Pei, says the Medrash, because Pakod Pakadati. And the Geula HaSida, the final redemption that we're all longing for, is from the letter Tzadi. As the Navi tells us, and the hope of Klal Yisrael is what? Yitzmach Tzadik. The Tzadik, in the form of Mashiach, will come and redeem us. Ad Kan HaMedrash Rab. Sounds a little unusual, but that's what the Medrash says. These five letters, the Sofi letters, each brought redemption to a person who was in major trouble. Avram Avinu, Yitzchak was freed, Yaakov was freed, Klal Yisrael was freed, and in the future, once again, will be freed through the letter Tzadi. Va'os Tzadi, or Tzadik, Miuchedes L'Gula Asida, Va'al Piha Nizkar Le'al, based on what we've explained so far, She'osios Menatzpachim Paradinim, Ach Al Yedei Hamtakosim Nasamim Geula, V'zehatikon She'osios Menatzpach. So this idea of the Medrash fits very well with what we've been learning. These five letters are Midas HaDin letters. The five Sofi letters, which close off a word, right, which allow the word to no longer express itself. It holds back the phrase from going on any further. So it's a letter of Din, of Tzimtzum, of holding back, of restraining. But the Medrash is telling us that sometimes out of the greatest Din comes the greatest Chesed. And therefore these five letters, each one of them hints to a different Geula. Because through Hamtakas HaDinim, through sweetening din, taking the parts of our lives, individually and collectively, which are the darkest and most broken experiences, sometimes the biggest salvation comes from there. The greatest success in our life comes sometimes from the midah that I thought was going to destroy me. The yitzhar that I thought was going to destroy me, if I could learn to channel it in the right way, makes me the biggest person that I could be. And I'm much better off having that struggle. If I can fight, if I can grow, if I can overcome. Now he quotes an amazing thing, where it's highlighted from Rav Shimshon Miastropolia. Rav Shimshon Miastropolia Zatzal explained, Zuchusu again aleinu Hashem yinkom damo, da'idol kiddush Hashem. The pasuk says in Yeshaya Perichav Dalid, pasuk Tazayin, Michnaf Haaretz Zmiros Shamanu Tzvi Letzadik. This is an unbelievable giloy. Look at this. Says Rav Shimshon Miastropolia, Michnaf Haaretz, from the edge of the earth, Zmiros Shamanu, song has been heard or shall be heard, Tzvi Letzadik. So he says, look. He says, Ki osios miknaf mem chaf nun pei. What do you have there? You have four out of the five letters. See, miknaf ha'aretz, says Yeshaya Navi, miknaf ha'aretz miros shamanu. Miknaf are the osios where we've already experienced gula. Shekvar nas mehem gula. El sha'os tzadik adayin lo haisa ba gula kanis kerleel. But the letter Sadi is the letter that's going to redeem us in the final gula. From the edge of the earth, miknaf haaretz, from the memchaf nun and pei, we've already heard song. These letters have already what? Have found their voice. They've gone from being dark, scary letters to letters of redemption. About tzvi letzadik. But we're tzvi. Tzvi is a lashon of longing. Tzvi is a lashon of chemda. Right? But we desire the tzaddik. We're hoping for the final redemption. Shanu chomdu mitzapin letzaddik. Shua ga'ula ha'asida ayidei ostatik. Adka, in the words of Rav Shimshon Miastropolia. We got four out of five. We've heard four out of five. We want to hear that final. That final. I want to hear the tzaddi. We want to hear tzaddik sofit be transformed into a letter of ga'ula. Says Rav Wolfson, an unbelievable remez. Bottom of the first column. V'yish l'ramez ki Purim b'gematria tzvi l'tzadik. Purim is exactly the gematria tzvi l'tzadik. Which means on Purim we're hoping for that final redemption. The hope of the tzadik. That the letter tzadi or tzadik will be transformed into a letter of geula. Purim is 336. Tzvi l'tzadik. Tzvi is 102. L'tzadik is 234. Purim is tzvi l'tzadik. So on Purim, that's why we're so hopeful. Again, all the kivoy of the hoping and longing of Purim. The possibility of what? Of our world being in the deepest, darkest gullis, which is where we find ourselves right now. And yet at the same time, to believe, the same way that Haman's Gezerah was the deepest, darkest gullis, and it was totally transformed. So guess what? We can experience the same. Ki bepurim hu tzmichas ha-geula asida al yedei osadik va'agamar hu beparshas para. And that's what Parshas Para is about. Para is the hope that, come on, let's turn all five letters of din into what? Into letters of salvation. She'oz nitaknim chamisha osios menatzbach shem osios ha-geula, to allow these five letters to become letters of redemption. Let's go a step further. V'yesh lomar od, next paragraph. The Bnei Yisrael lets us in on another little secret. Because if Purim was the time, if Haman was the enemy who was the greatest threat ever, you would expect that somehow connected to Haman are all five of these negative letters. That the Mem and the Nun and the Pei and the Tzadi and the Chaf, all these letters should somehow be connected to Haman. Says the Arizal, yes. She'osios menatzbach heim yenikas Haman v'zarash v'chachamav. That Haman, his evil wife, and all of his advisors draw their unholiness from these letters. L'fisei derzeh. How do you explain it? Says the Arizal, Haman has the Mem and the Nun. Zeresh draws her sustenance from the letter Tzadi. Interesting. Zeresh. You think Haman's wife? If she's the Tzadi, that means she's the key to the Gula, to the ultimate Gula. Why should Zeresh? Why is it Tzadi? That's what the Arizal says. V'chachamav, and the Chachmei, and the Chachamim of Haman, draw their negativity from the Pei and the Chaf. Okay? That's what the Arizal says. It's nice to understand it, but if we don't know where he got it from, we take his word for it. The Rizal says, Haman is Mem and Nun, Zeresh is Tzadi, and the Chachmei Haman, the advisors of Haman, Haman's friends, are Pei and Chaf Sofit. Okay. V'nekfar bi'arnu b'inyan chajman asera salafim kikar kasef shenasan Haman k'neged shiklei Yisrael. We know the Gemara says that Haman tried to buy out the Jewish people, and he said, I'm going to give shkalim 10,000 kikar kasef to pay for Klal Yisrael. Now, Tosfos has a complicated cheshbon, and many achronim are also working on it. What's the calculation? How does 10,000 kikar kesef translate into 600,000 members of Klal Yisrael? What's the cheshbon? And they explain, and Rav Olson explains as well, Shehu lefi cheshbon meyas kikar kesef shenosnu Yisrael. Ukmo shebiru hamafarshim acheshbon bazeh. Haman's 10,000 kikar kesef corresponded to the 100 kikar kesef that Klal Yisrael donated to the Mishkan. How you turn 10,000 kikar kesef at Haman's time into 100 kikar kesef in the time of the Mishkan is a good question. It's a complicated piece. Tosos works on it. Mefarshim work on it. Again, we're going to take Rav Wolfson's word for now. That the 100 kikar kesef that were donated by the Jews in the Midbar correspond to the 10,000 kikar kesef that Haman tried to buy out Klal Yisrael. But there's a little problem. Because the 100 kikar kesef that the Jews donated, that 100 kikar kesef, again, with the calculation, corresponds to 600,000 Jews. You'll say, that's great. 100 kikar kesef, 600,000 Jews. Right. So Haman tries, with his 10,000 kikar kesef, to buy out Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is made up of 600,000 Jews. We always talk about that number. Yesh Shishim Rivoy Osios LaTorah. There are 600,000 letters of the Torah because there are 600,000 Jews. The problem is there's not exactly 600,000 Jews. There's not exactly 600,000 Jews. There's 603,000 Jews, 550. That's the number the Torah gives us. 603, 550. That's the number of Jews that are mentioned in Parshas Bamidbar. So why did Haman only pay for 600,000 Jews? That's the question that we're really addressing, though. Look what he writes. Amnam harei hayu od elef shva meos chamisha v'shivim shekel yaseirim shemehem nasu havavim la'amudim. If there are an additional 3,550 Jews, and we know that everyone gave half a shekel, so that means, right? That means everyone gave half a shekel, 3,550 Jews, each one gave half a shekel, says Rav Wolfson, there were 1,775 additional shekelim. Why didn't Haman try to buy out those 3,550 Jews? Why didn't Haman pay the additional 1,775 shekelim? Says Rav Wolfson, those 1,775 shekel, and by the way, how are they incorporated into the Mishkan? Says Rav Wolfson, as Rashi tells us, as the Pasuk tells us in Pekudei, Shemehem Nasu Havavim La'amudim. What were they used for? He's going to talk about it in a second. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot about these shkalim. He wasn't sure what to do with them. He wasn't sure where they were. He found the shkalim, and Moshe used them to make hooks for the pillars. Little hooks that would hold together the pillars of the Mishkan. The little hooks on the outside of the Mishkan that would hook together the pillars. Ukenegdam lo nasan Haman klum, and Haman didn't pay anything for those hooks corresponding to those Jews. Why? Behind ulafi sha'osim shkalim hayu keneged osim handiflotim in amachane shehem b'nei don v'lechei nasu mishikleim vavim la'amudim shehem chutz l'makom ha'mikdash. But as we've spoken about this year, we know that there are Jews who got kicked out of the Anani HaKavod. We told the Mashal of Rabbi Nachman that the Simcha is not complete if someone's sitting in the corner while everyone else is dancing. Shevet Dan got kicked out of the Anani HaKavod. Those Shkalim correspond to Shevet Dan. Those forgotten Shkalim. Those Shkalim that were not built into the essence of the Mishkan, but rather were what? Were hooks. And where were the hooks attached? On the outside. The same way that Shevet Dan, so to speak, was on the outside of Klal Yisrael. They were chutz l'machane. V'ayasavar Haman she'ein heim chashuvim klal. She'isarech litin k'negdim shkalim. And Haman said, about Jews who God's not interested in, I don't have to worry about. I don't have to pay for Jews who are self-destructive. I don't have to pay for Jews who do avodah zarah and get kicked out of the Anani HaKavod. Amalek says, you're not even worth paying for. You're not even a Jew that's worth paying for. You're going to finish yourself off. I don't have to worry about killing you with my with my genocidal plot. You'll destroy yourself. But those hooks were part of the Mishkan. They were on the outside of the Mishkan, and they held together the Mishkan in an amazing way. Those little hooks held together the pillars of the Mishkan. And therefore, says Rav Wolfson, Va'achaz b'shita zakeinu Amalek. So Haman followed the path of his grandfather, of his great-grandfather Amalek. Asher nizdakek l'bnei don l'flotim n'machana. The same way that who did Amalek attack? When Amalek attacks the weaklings, right? The Jews who are nechashalim, who are kicked out of Nani HaKavod, who are they attacking? Shevet Dan. So you know how Haman attacked Shevet Dan? He said, you're not even worth paying for. That's how easy it is to destroy. I don't even have to buy you out. Chutzpah. The Isa Medrash. Sheshachach Moshe Rabbeinu ma'asalim shkalam ha'yisir me'elu. Moshe forgot about these shkalam. The forgotten Jews. The Jew, again, who's forgotten while everyone else is dancing. He's sitting in the corner. And then Moshe said, ah, I know where I spent those extra 1,775 shkalim. Oh yeah, I used those to make the hooks for the pillars. But even Moshe, for a moment, forgot about these shkalim, corresponding to these Jews. Because those little hooks made from those shkalim, corresponding to those Jews, were the forgotten neshamos, so to speak. Even Moshe Rabbeinu for a moment forgot about them. And that's why, very interesting, look what he says here. You look at Parshas Pekudei, when it says what he made from those 1,775 shkalim, when the Torah tells us what they were actually used for, when Moshe remembers, you know what the trup is on those words, ve'es ha'elef? That forgotten, those forgotten shkalim? You know what the trop is? Ozla Gerish. You know what Ozla Gerish means? Ozla Gerish. This is what Ozla Gerish means. Ozla Gerish, right? Zal, zil, means to go. Gerish means what? Vayigaresh. Adam got kicked out of Gan Eden. Vayigaresh. Ozla Gerish means see you around. Goodbye. You're out of the Ananiya Kavod. So it's amazing to see that even the trop on the words that correspond to that part of the Mishnah, the Vavim La'amudim, those silly little hooks that seem so extra, but really, be'emes are holding together the Mishkan. Ozla Gerish, they were the ones who were chutz l'machana. V'isa ba'alshach shu romiz la'niskar la'el, sheniskar Moshe ma'asa b'shkolim eilu. U'tnuas ozla Gerish, moral adam sheniskar l'pesa inya sheniskach mimenu. The Alshach HaKadosh says the reason there's an Ozla Gerish is because Ozla Gerish is the response of a person who forgot something and then suddenly remembers something. Ozla Gerish. But on a deeper level, no, Ozla Gerish means that the ones who were right, Gerishin, divorced, the part of Klal Yisrael that was divorced, the part of Klal Yisrael that was excommunicated, the part that was kicked out, this is who Haman doesn't even think it's worth paying for. Bottom paragraph. U'lidarchenu yesh lomar ki osios hasofiot minatzpach heim chutz l'seder osios sh'alfes. So think about it. These five letters, these five Sofit letters, they're not really part of the 22 letters of the Aleph is. You have our regular 22 letters, Aleph through Tav, and then you have these additional letters, right, that somehow get tacked on, like repeat letters. The ones that are Chutz L'machana. V'bechinas Chutz L'machana. V'zeh bechinas ha'neshamos sheniflatu l'chutz. Corresponding to those souls who again are also on the outside. V'heim neshamos sheklipas haman v'zeresh v'chachamav mizdakim lehem. And that's why the Arizal tells us the Mem and Nun come from Haman, and the Tzadi is Zeresh, and the Pei and the Chaf are Haman's advisors. The Kadiz Kaleel, Shini Kosam Himi Osios Elu, that they draw their sustenance from these letters that are Chutz L'machana. The same way that Amalek always preys on those Jews who are Chutz L'machana. The Hei Masher, thank you. The Hei Masher Mishikleim Nasu Havavim Lamutim. And yet from those Shkalim, from those very Shkalim, the pillars, those little hooks, are made for the pillars. V'tikun osios menatzbach, sheheim b'gematria par. Again, these five letters, which mem plus nun plus sadi plus pei plus chaf, is 280. Heim al yedei, turn the page. Hosafas chameshas ha'alfin. When we add the aleph, then it has a tikun. And that's why the pasuk that describes the hooks begins what? Ve'es ha'elef, dot, dot, dot. by adding the aleph, by finding that these hooks are not extra, and they're not forgotten, and they're not lost, and they're not chutz l'machana in a negative sense. Those little hooks on the outside of the Mishkan literally hold the building together. The same way that the Jew, you think, is not going to be part of the Simcha, is the one who makes the Simcha the best, in the Mashal from Rabbi Nachman. V'zeh inyan Parshas Parah, he says, this is the secret of Parshas Parah. Where do you prepare the Parah Aduma? You prepare the Parah Aduma, what? In the Mishkan? In the building? The Parah Aduma is prepared chutz l'machaneh. Ki gadol koach haparas haparah aduma, shema'aseh b'chutz, letakin es haniflotim b'chutz. Parah Aduma, you prepare the ashes, where? Chutz, you go out. You go out of the Beis HaMikdash to prepare it. Because it's taking care of a Jew who's b'chutz. A person who's tamei meis. A person who made contact with death itself. Person who's disconnected. Like the Tanya writes in the Geras HaKodesh, Chavches, B'malas kaparas para aduma yosem yishar karbanos, shenasim bifnim. The para aduma brings greater kapara. The para aduma, which itself is such a mystery. It's mamish vina hafachu. It takes someone who's tamei and makes them tar. It takes someone who's tar and makes them tamei. It's mamish para aduma, is mamish the inyan of vina hafachu. So we prepare the para aduma mibachutz. And it has an unbelievable koach to be mechaper, to transform. And that's why the death of a tzaddik is compared to the parah aduma. Because the death of a tzaddik brings a unique type of kapara to the world in the same way that the parah aduma does. Says Rav Wolfson in the next paragraph, Umizmor lid David b'shanoso miyuad l'bnei dona niflatim. L'David b'shanaso es tamo l'fnei Avimelech. Right, that paragraph of Tehillim corresponds to Shevet Dan, who got kicked out of the clouds. Why? V'lachei nemar bo pasuk gadlu l'Hashem iti unerom mashemo. That pasuk gadlu l'Hashem iti unerom mashemo. You look at the last letters l'Hashem iti unerom mashemo is hey yud hey vav. That's the arrangement of Hashem's name for the month of Teves. Teves Shvat Adar correspond to Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. Dan corresponds to Teves. Dan also corresponds to Adar Sheni, because Rashi says that Shevet Dan spilled over to the last spot. Okay, but the beginning of Machane Dan is Chodesh Teves. Teves is the darkest month. Teves is the darkest month. So therefore, it corresponds to Shevet Dan. And the name of Hashem for the month of Teves is hinted to in this pasuk, Hey Yud Hey Vav. Shemimenu Tzirufe Shirufo Shal Chodesh Teves Amachuvan L'Shevet Dan. V'apsukim Shemimizbor Zehim Al Yidei Seder Alephis. So if you go through L'David V'Shana So'es Tamo L'Fnei Avimelech, it goes according to the Alephis. But what happens at the end? Ach L'Vasof Nitose Pasuk Poda Hashem Nefesh Avadav. And yet at the end there's a pasuk, not part of the order of the Aleph Beis, that just says that Hashem should save the soul of His servants. Who's that talking about? Shalom lefi seder Aleph Beis. Who's this pasuk? What's this pasuk that's chutz l'machane? This pasuk that's out of order. Lahoras al tikkun on Hashem was shamanatzbach shem chutz l'seder v'nifl tu l'chutz. That pasuk at the end corresponds to those letters, those sofi letters. It corresponds to the Jews chutz l'machane. Again, this is the parak of Tehillim that hints to Shevet Dan. So it hints to Jews or chutz l'machaneh. And therefore, says Rav Wolfson, an unbelievable remez, he says, Po de Hashem nefesh avadav is gematria asei vavim la'amudim. Why? 637. Why? Because again, Shevet Dan, who you made into the vavim la'amudim, vav means a hook. Vav means a hook. A hook for the pillar. Is alluded to in this pasuk. Again, the Jew that needs to be saved. Okay, we're basically out of time, but I want to give you one last point. If you go to the left column just for 1 second. Yeah, go to the left column. He says at the bottom of the right column, again in this piece, he quotes the Maharal that in Megillah things happen l'mal min hazman. Things happen very, very quickly, right? Maher kach, quick, come on, go take the horse and ride Mordechai on it. Haratzim rochle rechesh hachashteranim, quickly go and deliver the news. And everyone's mivohalim udechufim. Everything's happening very quickly, lamalam and azman, outside of time. Very strange. So he says, this is similar to the Parah Aduma. The whole Inyan of Purim, which is a Yeshua she'ein kamo, it's an unfathomable salvation. That has a lot to do with the Paraduma, no? Is there anything we understand less than the Paraduma? Is there anything that's Adalo Yada more than Paraduma? Paraduma is the ultimate Adalo Yada. Paraduma is the ultimate Adalo Yada. Paraduma is the greatest is the greatest paradox. Why is it that the lowest Jews are going to be the ones to bring Mashiach? Why do I believe, and every one of you hopefully believes, Be'emuna Shleima, that we're going to be the generation to greet Mashiach? Us lowly Jews, in the ikhfas of the Mashiach, chutz l'machane, why are we going to be the ones to bring Mashiach? But the whole story of Purim is atalo yad. It doesn't make sense, but it happens. Paraduma doesn't make sense, but it happens. And therefore he says, this is like Paraduma. In Kohelet, Shlomo says, Amarti ech chama, I want to be wise, v'hi rachoka mimeni, but it's far from me. Remember the shir on the Bnei HaKfarim? The chevra who lives far away from the machana? The whole story of Purim is taking the outsider and showing how the outsider is the biggest insider. That Paraduma, the avoda that's prepared farthest away from the Beis HaMikdash, is the holiest of the karbanos. Says the Baal HaTanya. Amarti ech chama, I want to be wise, v'hi rachoka mimeni. The Sfarim say, v'hi rachoka is gematria paraduma, 341. Rabbeinu Bachai brings that. V'hi rachoka, it's far away. It's far in terms of our understanding of it. And yet, in some crazy way, paraduma is the best. V'hi rachoka is 341. You know what else is 341? The Chiddushei Arim says, why is it that every Jew believes in Hashem? Where do we draw that strength from? We draw it from Avram Avinu. That's really the Shorish. Right? Asara Nisyonos, Nisnasa Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is really the Shorish. Avram Avinu, in a very deep way, is the Shorish of our Amunah. The Chiddushei Arim says that when we say the bracha Magen Avraham, when we say Magen Avraham, what we're saying is, Hashem, you guard, permanently guard, that nekuda that I have in my heart from Avram Avinu, it can never be taken away. Magain, it's guarded, it's protected more than anything else in the world. The Pintaliyid, Magain Avram. Magain Avram is also 341. Gematria Paraduma. It doesn't make sense. Why can't he destroy the Jews? Haman's trying so hard, he's planning so well. Hitler was so methodical. There was such hatred against the Jewish people throughout history. Why can't the world get rid of us? The answer is Paraduma, Adlo Yada. Says Rav Wolfson. Says Rav Wolfson, just look at the second to last paragraph on this piece. Upurim hu lamalim in adas. Purim doesn't make sense. The salvation doesn't make sense. Paraduma doesn't make sense. Jewish survival doesn't make sense. That we're going to bring Mashiach doesn't make sense. That the forgotten Shkolim are going to hold together the whole Mishkan doesn't make sense. But chever, that's the Metzias. That's our neshamas. Shevet Don, we need to believe this in a very deep way. V'chein ha-mitzvah lebisume ad lo yada. The whole idea of ad lo yada on Purim is tapping into this idea. Uve mishkol zehu kaparas paraduma. And in the same way, that's the kapara paraduma. Says Rav Olson, I'll give you one more, 341. Libisume adalo yada is gematria paraduma. That's gavaldik. Libisume adalo yada is 341. Paraduma. Same gematria vihi rechoka, the Jew is far away, when Mashiach seems impossible and far away. Paraduma, Magin Avraham, 341. So he picked up some good Ramazim today, 341. Paraduma, Libesume Adlo Yada, Magin Avraham, right? And Vihi Rechoka. It's all the same Inyan. It's the paradox, it's the strange reality that the Jew who doesn't seem like he can offer much is the one who's the key to the salvation. So Mirza Hashem, Tzvi Letzadik. We've been longing for the Tzadik, that final letter of Geula, for a long time. Tzvi Letzadik, Rav Olson told us, is Gematria Purim. We take Purim, we go Vayter with Para, the transformation of the Par Dinim, of the negative letters. We show each of those negative letters can become what? Can Mamish become Geula itself. And Mirza Hashem, we should be Zocha this year, as we read Parshas Par of the Shabbos, even though we don't understand it. But just like we don't understand it, and we do it nonetheless, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that when we do something that we don't understand, we say, Hashem, even though it doesn't make sense for you to redeem us, you have to do it nonetheless. Here's Hashem, we should be zochah to see with our own eyes. Shkar. Okay, Chevra, let's run.